Welcome to the Sports Bros Podcast, featuring the almighty B-Live, the money man Scotty D, and your host, the head of creative Eddie Cool. The Sports Bros Podcast, by the fan, for the fan, talking sports just the way you like it. And without any further ado, let's give it up for the Sports Bros. Scotty D is laughing again, and here it is, another Wednesday. We are back Wednesdays with another episode of your favorite sports podcast, none other than the Sports Bros Podcast. I got my bros with me here. I just feel good to be alive. As you can see, I got my Panthers do-rag on. Why? Because I got to run to one of 1,000 fantasy football drafts for this season. I think next year I'm only doing two. Only doing two because I got a full plate. I got a full plate, but I wish the plate was full. But nevertheless, enough of my incoherent rambling, because don't nobody give a damn in the world about that. Not only do I have one, but I have two of the best colds in the world. Introducing first, the almighty B-Live.
What's happening? What's going on in the world today? Speaking of fantasy football, I'm going to say it is live on the air. I don't care who hears it, because I said it before. There should not be 18 teams in one fantasy league.
That's goofy, man. That's just goofy.
That was the longest draft I've ever been a part of. In the last six rounds, I don't even know these guys. They might not even make the cut, let alone.
Wait a minute. You guys were in one that had 18 teams?
I'm in one that has 18 teams.
Oh, like. It's, I'm going to be honest, 12 is too many. So I don't know what you guys were doing.
12 is perfect.
Wait a minute, B-Live. How many teams?
18 teams. And I was just like, what happened? Because last year we had 12. It's the same league I was in last year, but now we have 18. And I mentioned that, and nobody gave me a straight answer. And we just went through the draft, and half these people on this draft, I have no idea. I've never heard of them before. I'm over here researching. Is he going to make the team his third string? What's really going on here? But first world problems, hashtag fantasy football problems. That was one of my hashtags, fantasy football problems. Let's bring it back.
Yeah.
And bring back the other guy. Go ahead and introduce him. Fresh off of his college tour and backpacking and all that stuff. Yeah, go ahead and bring in the oldest college student alive.
Wow. He went to school in style, ladies and gentlemen. Not only is he the meanest, roughest, toughest, thuggish utility personnel at Trinity High School in all of Washington County. He also is a college student at the Waynesburg University. He is the one, the only, the money man, Scotty D.
We don't need no education. Actually, we do. So, yes, I'm back in school, baby. I am learning already. I am already enjoying my first 2 days of classes. So I've had a lot of positive feedback and support from people that are happy that I went back, but I haven't had anybody slip me a 20 or anything like that. And I'm going to be needing that, because college students, as you know, do not have a lot of money, and neither do podcasters. So it's going to be a long couple months, but hey, whatever. It is what it is. I'm looking forward to this. It's a good experience. Before we go too far, guys, we talk about this podcast thing. We've been doing this for 4 years, and we have ourselves a nice little clique and nice little family of friends. And one of our friends lost his father a couple days ago. So to our friend Joe Gaffigan, man, we just wanted to say that our condolences are with you, man. You've been really good to us and following us and playing along with our little silly, foolish sports games the last couple of years. And this is a very sad situation for you. So I just wanted to speak, because I've known Joe personally since I went to college the first time. back in the early 90s. And it's been nice reconnecting with him the last couple of years doing this podcast. And I just my heart goes out to you, buddy. We all are very saddened to hear the news of your father's passing. So just wanted to say that just as we get started here before we got too deep into the show.
Yeah, Joy Buggins, man, we love you, man. We praying for you, man. If you need anything, let us know. We will tell you that private as well as public. So if you need anything, let us know, man. I've been down that road all before, and trust me, it is not an easy one. But you got some love, man. You got some support, because when you go through stuff like this, you need support. You're going to want to isolate yourself, but you need support. But I get it. I get it. But with that being said, fellas, let's go ahead and hop right into it. The top of the order.
All right, let's get this thing started. Here it is, the top of the order.
All right, so last week we did the NFC. So this week we'll be doing the American Football Conference, also known as the AFC, which is also home to the reigning, defending Super Bowl world champions, the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, with that being said, we're going to work our way from the east and go to the west with a couple of stops up north and down south. With that being said, the AFC East, which consists of the New England Patriots, Miami Dolphins, Buffalo Bills, and the New York Jets. All right, fellas, what you got in the AFC East?
This is gonna be quite the interesting division, because we all know that Buffalo is still Buffalo, but are they though? We keep hearing rumors and talks, all this stuff. Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs, are they coherent? Are they meshing? Are they that combo that they used to be? Or what's going on in the head of Stephon Diggs? And that is a huge question mark as to the success of the Buffalo Bills. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Von Miller isn't healthy either. It's like this
pup list, I think.
Yeah. So, I think that means he's missing the first four games.
Right.
So many question marks about the Buffalo Bills. On the flip side of that coin, the New York Jets have everything. They're meshing on all sides when it comes to roster moves. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he's a bad man. I still think he's going to have a mid-tier level year. But that's all. I think that's all the Jets need. Their defense is top five. Now they've got weapons. And I'm not going to talk too much into that, because we got our fantasy draft coming up, and I'm not going to give y'all all the tea. You're going to have to do your own research when it comes to our Sports Bros Fantasy Football League, because I'm coming for the gold. Renzo, it's going to be short-lived.
So who are you picking?
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Eddie got to go.
The Jets are winning the division. The Bills are going to make.
Really?
The Jets are winning the division. The Bills will make the postseason.
Ah, I like that. I like that out on the limb pick there.
You know what?
I like it.
I'm gonna change it on the fly.
What?
The Jets are winning the division. The Dolphins are making the playoffs. The Bills are going to be the odd man out.
They're going to miss the playoffs altogether? They're not even going to make a wild card?
They're going to miss the playoffs altogether. The Bills are going to...
Wow.
Hot take.
Ooh. So are you predicting a Josh Allen season-ending injury?
You know what? I'm going to change it one more time.
No, come on, man.
Jets win the division. The Bills and the Dolphins make the playoffs. Okay, that's it. Leave it at that. That's
okay. Right. If you keep talking, the Patriots are going to win the division here. Absolutely. So we have to cut you off.
Not. I'm good. Jets win the division. Bills and Dolphins make the playoffs. There it is.
Scotty D, who you got? AFC.
I'm sticking with the Bills to win the division. I'm going to be vanilla and bland here because I just think they've been too good. And I know there has been a little bit of chaos there the last couple of years, or actually this past year, a little bit of last season. I'm staying with them because I'm still riding with Josh Allen on a mission. And maybe they have hit their ceiling. I don't know. They may have. They may have peaked 2 years ago in the AFC Championship game when they just came up short against the Chiefs. That could be. That could very well be. But I'm not ready to concede that yet. I do think the Jets are going to be very interesting. And like you said, I think Aaron Rodgers only has to be pretty good. He doesn't have to be MVP Aaron Rodgers for this team because they put a lot of pieces around him. So I think the Jets will also make the playoffs. I'll let you know what I decide on the Dolphins in a couple minutes because I'm still mulling over the fact that Ryan Clark said that Tua is fat. He said he's a fat guy. He said he's a fat guy. And Tua didn't like that none too much. Anyway, I'm sitting on the fence on my Dolphins pick. Eddie Cool, what you got?
Let's see. I look at it like this. Going from the bottom up, the Patriots, you can forget about that because I don't know what the hell's going on already in New England. Let's see. And then you got the Dolphins, the Jets, and the Bills. I'm going to side with B-Live. I think the Dolphins and the Bills make the playoffs. I just think the Bills just seem distracted. The Bills.
So who's going to win the division?
Who's going to the Jets? J-E-T-S.
Oh, you're going to the Jets to also win the division. Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're both saying that all three teams will make the playoffs. Okay.
Yeah, all three teams will make the playoffs, but I think the Jets – The fact that the Jets that they've reloaded, they have everything, offense, defense, special teams. We saw a small glimpse of that last year. I think the Jets would have made the playoffs last year if they had good play at quarterback. But with Aaron Rodgers, they have that, and they will make the playoffs. And they have the least amount of distractions. Aaron Rodgers seems happy. I don't think we'll be looking at him at week one of the season. He'll be on the sideline frowning. Full of ashwagandha and other stuff, and just I think he's focused. He just had to get the hell out of Green Bay, and so I think it'll be Aaron Rodgers and the New York Football Jets winning that division. All right, let's go ahead and take that trip down south to the AFC South with the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Tennessee Titans, the Houston Texans, and why do I always forget the fourth team in that freaking division?
Colts.
And the Indianapolis Colts, right? So we got those four. Scotty D, who you got? AFC South.
Raise your hand if you think it's going to be the Jaguars. There's two of us. Yeah, okay. That's kind of what I thought. There, it seemed like they emerged last year head and shoulders above the rest of this absolutely pitiful division. The quarterback play across the rest of the division is no match for Trevor Lawrence. This is a slam dunk. The Jaguars could be competing for like the one or two seed. Realistically, they could be that good this year. Go ahead, B-Live.
I'm gonna give y'all a little spoiler. I'm give y'all a spoiler because I mean, Scotty D, it really ain't a spoiler because Scotty D already alluded to it. Calvin Ridley is going to have a breakout season with Trevor Lawrence. It's going to be scary. And if one of y'all pick Calvin Ridley before I do, throat chops. Two chops to the throat. Because I'm giving you this one. And my other two leagues, they stole them from me. I'm telling you right, I want Calvin Ridley on my team. Jaguars, I have them going a long way in the playoffs. I have them in the AFC Championship game. Jaguars win the South. Nobody else makes it in the playoffs.
Agreed.
Yeah, I agree too. Between we don't know if we're gonna get out of Houston with CJ Stroud. The Colts, I don't know. I mean, they just distractions. Once again, they got a whole lot going on between the Jonathan Taylor situation and Anthony Richardson, and then what was the third? Tennessee. I think Tennessee is on the decline, the steep decline.
I got a question. Some of the censorship rules when it comes to what I can say and can't say without you dropping them. Can I say that Jim Irsay is an asshole?
Yes, sure. You can say that. You can say that.
You can say whatever you want to on this show.
Yeah. Jim Irsay is a complete asshole. I want to say more, but I'm just going to put that out there. How can you not?
You want to say he's an F-wording a-hole?
I want to say he's a female dog. That's what I want.
Oh, boy.
That's what I want to say. Because how can you not pay Jonathan Taylor? Tell the man he can go look at trade options, but you're only going to take top trade on return. You're not going to pay the man, but you want top return for him.
He's an a-hole, but he's not a moron. He's not going to give away his best offensive asset for nothing.
You can't
just say, oh, he doesn't like me anymore. I'll take a seventh rounder for him. This guy's one of the best running backs in football the last 2 years. You can't just give him away just because he's unhappy. You can't pay him what he wants either. You can't give him that high amount. The running backs are settling now. Saquon's in. Josh Jacobs is in.
Yeah.
Speaks in. Yeah. They're taking that tech.
Murphy's an asshole, and Scotty D is an asshole. All right, cool. Bet.
Now that you can't say.
Said what I said. You won't pay the man, but you won't top the no.
Oh man. Here we go. All right. But let me stop B-Li before he goes on a rant. Like I said, and Trevor Lawrence, that defense in Saxonville. I think we're gonna see Saxonville again. I think Jacksonville has everything they need to make a nice run into the playoffs, all right? Going up the road to the AFC North. Up my way. Yeah, Scotty D, everything's high and tight there. You're looking good.
Yeah, I'm having a good hair day.
Yeah, you're having a great hair day. A phenomenal hair day.
And Eddie Cool, you know why you keep forgetting Indy in the AFC South?
Why?
Because Indianapolis is not in the South. That's you're looking at a map in your head and you're like,
that's why.
Yeah.
I swear when they did these division realignments and I was like, ain't nothing, you probably can't find a glass of sweet tea in the state of Indiana. All right, you can find some bomb ass gummy bears, but you can't find no doggone sweet tea in the state of Indiana. All right, so the AFC North up here by my way. All right, you got the Cleveland Browns, Cincinnati Bengals, Baltimore Ravens and the beloved, sarcastically, Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, and I'll go first. I think that despite what Joe Burrow got going on, it's Cincinnati's division to lose. It is their division to lose. Because you can't stop this rain. I don't see it. I do not see it. Baltimore is going to put up a fight. As they usually do, Lamar Jackson, you know, got Zay Flowers. He got some weapons. So it's a classic case of, all right, we done gave you what you want as far as a contract. We done gave you what you want as far as a wide receiver weapons. Now go produce. So we'll see with that. The Steelers, Mike Tomlin, once again, will have another winning season. But will it make the playoffs? Probably not. I think it'll be the formation of something good. Which will turn out to be something better for the following season. And the Browns, I might catch some heat because I live in the area, but I don't think the Browns are going to make the playoffs this year. They are. They just aren't going to make the playoffs this year because the thing about AFC North, man, it is ultra competitive. It is tough. It can go either which way. But I'm saying Cincinnati is on top and everybody else can kind of like get in where you fit in. So that's where I'm at with it. B-Li, what say you?
I am going to switch it up just a little bit. I picked the Ravens to win the division.
Okay.
I think that the Ravens finally got their act together during the offseason, paid the man, paid Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson seems to be healthy. They also got him some weapons. I want to talk, man. I wish we had our fantasy draft already. Y'all gonna be stealing from me. Zay Flowers is going to have a monster season. Zay Flowers is going to have a season. I think that between him and Rashad Bateman, Mark Andrews, I'm still not sold on OBJ, but I think Baltimore has made all the right moves. I think Cincinnati will make it as a wild card. It will be very close. The reason why I say I think Joe Burrow is going to be healthy. He's going to be all right. I'm wondering about Joe Mixon. He was found not guilty, but you know how Roger Goodell likes to still punish people, even though just because you're in the mix of things. I don't know. I think they're both going to make the playoffs. I think Baltimore is going to edge them out with the division. The Steelers, I mean, Kenny Pickett to George Pickens is going to be a beautiful thing, but I don't think it's going to be enough. The Browns, I think Deshaun Watson is going to have a good season, but I don't see who is he throwing the ball to? Amari Cooper.
Njoku.
But Donovan Peoples-Jones. And
yeah.
Exactly my point.
Oh.
We'll see if Nick Chubb can show the world that running backs matter. # Scotty D, since you don't say they don't matter. Running backs matter, their guy. But yeah.
I never said they don't matter. I have never said that.
Yes, you did. You said it implicitly.
No, I did not.
You said running backs don't deserve to get paid. They ain't worth up.
I never said that. I said that's they're not getting paid. You can't pay a guy $16 million and you can find another guy to do it for you for $3 million. If they does it just effective, and you can find that there's a lot more people that can play running back and play it well than they can. And then, you know, 5 years in, you start getting nicked up and your body can't take it as much. It's a unforgiving position.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very important though. It is a very important position.
And okay, now you're talking more my language. Cause the way you made it sound like the value and da-da-da and all the other little silly words that you like to use.
It's the value of it. You can't shell out that kind of money whenever you have the quarterbacks taking big piece of pie. What is the name of the backup running back for the Bengals? Was it Travion Williams?
Samaje Perine. Oh, is he gone?
I think he got traded or left. He's no longer there.
He's somewhere, but he ain't with the Bengals. We don't even know his name.
I don't know if y'all know, but Samaje.
I think it's Travion Williams, I believe. Yeah.
I don't know if y'all know, but Samaje is James spelled backwards.
Yeah. All right. How about the name of the backup quarterback for the Bengals?
AJ McCarron. No.
Jake Browning wins the Cincinnati Bengals backup job. That's according to what I just saw online. Lord. Never heard of him. So if it gets down to those two guys, it's going to be a problem. Trevor Siemian, is he on the team still? I don't know. It says Browning wins the job. But like you, I think Burrow's been sitting for a minute. He's working on this contract renegotiation thing, this extension. And I think they, not only do they win their division, but I think that they are going to the Super Bowl this year. That's how highly I think of the Bengals. Now, they're not going to do it with Jake Browning and Travion Williams, but we've always said the offensive line is the biggest story of the Bengals. And if they can keep Burrow healthy, I like them to win that division. So two of us taking the Bengals, I guess that's the easy pick. And B-Lav, he's counting on the Ravens to get their act together. And that could very well happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. That leaves us with one division. Anybody, picking and going on a limb on this one?
Hell no.
the one thing I am picking about, if we're going to the West, is I'm picking that, I said this last week, and I will reemphasize that fact that I don't have the Chargers in the playoffs at all. And that's what I was fighting against earlier when I was saying that the Bills weren't going to make it. I was like, no.
Okay, tell me your three wild cards, NB. Who you got for the wild card? And you already got Miami as one.
Miami, the Bills, and the Bengals.
Okay, Miami, Bills, and Bengals. That's yours. All right, Eddie Cool, who you got here? You already have placed the Dolphins as one of your three wild cards.
So let's see, we got the Dolphins.
And you have the Jets winning the division. So you also going with the Bills as a wild card?
Mm, I'm going with the Ravens.
Okay, you got the Ravens. You get one more. Let me see. Dolphins, Ravens, Browns.
Dolphins, no.
Colts, Anthony Richardson.
God, no.
the real decision is, are you putting in the Bills, the Chargers, or are you putting in the Steelers? There's your choice.
Bills, you know, you know what? I think the Steelers biggity back that ass up in there. I think the Steelers back up in there.
All right.
Josh Allen is out.
So
it's just too. I think it's just too much distraction going on in Buffalo. It's just too much going on. It's too much. They've been in the news, and it's just been too much going on in house. So that's why I'm at with it.
Okay, I'm going to be different than both you guys. I am going to put the Chargers in. I think they're going to be. I think their offense is going to be electric this year. Bringing Kellen Moore in and drafting Quentin Johnson.
Johnson. Yeah.
Right. I like his potential. The Jets are getting a lot of hype, but at the core of them, I think there is a good football team there. So I am putting them in. And I've been on the bubble with the Ravens and Steelers and Dolphins between these three. And I'm going to go with the Ravens. I think I'm not buying Tua time for an entire season. It has yet to be proven to me. If the Steelers make it, it's not going to surprise me because I think they are taking some strides here. They're putting together a nice team at this point, building around Kenny Pickett. But I like what you were saying about the Ravens. I think Lamar Jackson getting this contract thing behind him, and all he's going to be doing is focusing on football and throwing the ball to Mark Andrews and the other dude you said was it Zay Flowers.
Zay Flowers. Yeah.
I think the plus there have been times when I've doubted the Ravens, and I just think that Harbaugh is that good of an NFL coach where he can almost will his teams to a couple victories in close games and victories that I don't think they're getting. I think he's a superior coach. I think he's that good. So those are the picks there. Chargers, Jets, Ravens for me. Good job, boys. Good segment.
Yes.
I liked it. NFL, more news today, Eddie Cool.
All right, more news today. But before we go any further, Tony Bogan, shout out to Tony Bogan. He gave us his picks for the NFC South, and it goes as follows. He says the Buccaneers, the Falcons, the Panthers, and he's a homer because he loved the New Orleans Saints, all right? Yep. So reason being is he picks the Saints. He said defense is very hit or miss. Cam Jordan isn't getting any younger, and nor is Marshawn Lattimore. And then he also says, my opinion on the Saints, I like the offense. I think Michael Thomas will take a while to get back into the fray of things, but if he can stay healthy, Tony will be happy. Atlanta and Carolina, they both scare me, as they should. Well, one team should scare you, the other one shouldn't. No, forget 328. The Panthers are one of those sneaky teams that has always given us hell. Yes, we have. And the Falcons have a decent running back room next to the Saints, of course. So that's what Tony Bogan gave us for the NFC South. Speaking of news in the NFL, we got all kind of stuff going on. We got Colt McCoy getting released. We got Trey Lance getting traded to Scotty D's Dallas Cowboys. So with that being said, Scotty D, what's the thing about that?
Final piece to the Super Bowl. That is the final Super Bowl piece. What is this all about? I don't get this. If they really wanted him, they probably could have waited till today and gotten him. They could have just called his agent and said, hey, we don't want to give up anything. We'll see you on Tuesday afternoon. They were going to cut him. Now, maybe somebody would have given a sixth round pick or something to a couple teams offered that, I think. I don't get it because the Cowboys are absolutely in win now mode. Dak Prescott is on the last year of his contract. They have to extend him next year or pay him $59 million against the cap next year. So he has to get an extension. It's not like this is a make or break year. If Dak's has a bad year, he's gone. That's not happening. It's not going to go that way. Now, if Dak gets hurt in the first 5 weeks of the season, what do you think the Cowboys are going to do at that point at quarterback? They are going to absolutely play Cooper Rush.
Yeah.
There is no way that Trey Lance is coming in there having not gotten any snaps at all in the preseason. not even talking about the games, but in practice, in camp, these players, most of these guys have already been with the Cowboys the last couple of years offensively, and there is a rapport with Cooper Rush, and they trust him because last year when Dak was gone, he went 4-1, and the year before that, he won a game. Cooper Rush has much more game experience than Trey Lance, so that's not going to go that way. They're not going to say, oh, well, we spent a fourth-round pick on Trey Lance. If it's close to the end of the season and the Cowboys are right there ready to make a playoff push, do you think they're going to say, we trust Trey Lance more than Cooper Rush? No, they're not going to do that. The only way this happens is if the Cowboys go like 0-8, Dak gets hurt, and then they say, oh, let's see what we got with Trey Lance for the future. I just don't understand where this move makes any kind of sense in any capacity, because I just don't think there's a place on the roster for this guy, because he said he wanted to go be a number two. His goal was to be a second string quarterback, and they sent him to a team who probably will not put him in that position at least 8 weeks into the season. At least it doesn't make sense. And the fact that Jerry Jones said he didn't even consult with Mike McCarthy on this. Oh, jeez, you got to be kidding me. You didn't even talk to your head coach about it. A personnel decision? Be live. Come on.
This is your team.
Yeah.
It's your team.
First, you find describing the melee all by yourself, because that is the ditto. I've never had a chance to use that word in 216 episodes. That's exactly what I have to say about that move by the Cowboys.
And
exactly what Scott
they is. Might as well play Trey Lance on opening night, because he has at least played in the preseason. Dak is not. The last 2 years, Dak didn't play in the preseason, and they lost the season opener both times, both against Tampa Bay, but they lost both times. And this year, you had Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Kenny Pickett. All these quarterbacks have played at least a couple snaps in the preseason. The Cowboys didn't even put the helmet on Prescott. They had him out there calling plays for Will Greer, who they already said they were going to release at the end of the final preseason game. Dak didn't even put a helmet on in the preseason. And this is the year you would think you would want to do that whenever your offensive coordinator is now a Charger and the head coach and offensive coordinator are trying to bring in a new type of system. And you're not even going to suit up for two series in the preseason. Cowboys are going to lose their opening game at New York. You watch on the opening Sunday night this year. They aren't going to win that game. They are not going to be ready for full contact football. Huh.
Yep, that's that. So I'm over looking at who got cut. And let's see, the Browns cut Cade York. And Josh Cribbs is on the way to Hopkins Airport right now to go grab 48-year-old Phil Dawson. Because Phil Dawson was on Twitter, also known as X, kicking 55-yarder field goals and making it like it wasn't nothing. Yes, the Dolphins.
I thought they made a trade or something for a kicker, didn't the Browns make a trade?
They did. I'm just over here being silly, but no, it was on social media about Phil Dawson kicking like that. They I forgot who they got, but they didn't make a trade for a kicker. Let's see, another news. Let's see.
Welcome to the Panthers, Emir Smith Marset from the Kansas City Chiefs. He led preseason. He was second in preseason with in yardage and receptions. So adding to our receiving core. So
Dustin Hopkins is the kicker that went to the Browns, by the way.
Dustin Hopkins is
from the Chargers.
Yep. And with that being said, that closes out for our NFL segment. Coming up next, we're gonna talk about some golf. It's been a whole lot going on right here on the Sports Bros Podcast. Scotty D, let me borrow your readers, please. Back at you on your favorite podcast, the Sports Bros Podcast, and it's time to talk some golf. We got Victor Hovland. He's on fire. Ooh. We got the Ryder Cup, people being selected, people being chosen, some questionable selections. But Scotty D, since you're the golf dude on here, we're going to let you lead off as that, man. Tell us what's going on in the world of golf, professional golf, not live, not PGA, but golf altogether. You know, just tell us what the hell's going on in golf, and I'll just sit the hell up. I'll let you have a segment.
Well, right now, Victor Hovland's the hottest golfer in the world, because the last two Sundays, he shot 61 and 63. I mean, that's insane. And I think Xander Schauffele shot 62 on Sunday as well. I mean, it was a clinic put on by those two guys all day Sunday. So what a tournament that turned out to be. Actually, as a two-man tournament, because they just left everybody else completely in the dust. But Hovland just he couldn't shake out of the zone, man. He just kept hitting fairways, greens, and making putts. It was really quite a performance the last 2 weeks from this guy. I wish he was American right now, because the Ryder Cup is coming up on September 29th, and I don't know if this is enough of a break to cool him off. You know, a lot of times you see golfers from week to week, they don't have quite the same, you know, you get in the zone, you win a tournament, you play well, and you don't quite have the same skill set the following week. You're not on, we'll say. You're just not on as much the following week, and Hovland is on right now. So hopefully by the time the Ryder Cup rolls around, things will be a little bit different. But the captain's picks came out, B-Live, for the Americans. Zach Johnson, the captain, chose his six picks. He took Brooks Koepka from the LIV Tour, B-Live. You happy about that? Excited?
I am incredibly excited about that pick, because I believe with Brooks Koepka, he won. Which major did he win?
I believe it was a PGA Championship again.
Yes, with him winning that, it was a big statement for LIV. And then when they merged and everything came back to what golf is supposed to be about. I mean, I would have liked to see the competing tours, but now essentially Brooks Koepka earned his way onto this Ryder Cup, and I'm excited for him. There are some questionable picks there.
One really stands out. Good. Yep, you're about to say it.
Justin Thomas.
Well, you know, he's my favorite golfer. You know, I've been a fan of Justin Thomas since he hit the scene and broke out in, what was it, 2017, I think it was, with his first major. He won the PGA Championship, and I was there. It was at Quail Hollow in Charlotte, and so I, ever since then, I've been a big fan of this guy. But he had a bad year, and he shouldn't be on this team. Now, Zach Johnson said,
name alone, like, he's had great years. This one was not it. And
right.
It's one, yes. He got their name alone, but
he missed a cut in three of the four majors this year. And he said, and Zach Thomas's explanation, and he finished pretty good. I think his last tournament or two, he played a lot better. But Zach Johnson said, I can't picture going over to this tournament and JT being at home, because he has had success in Ryder Cup, President's Cup formats before. He has experience, and he's playing well. But I don't think he earned it as much as maybe Lucas Glover did, who has two wins. Before Hovland's back-to-back wins, he won back-to-back times. Cameron Young, he's the coming into this year rookie of the year. Now he finished ninth, was it seventh in the stand? He missed the tour championship. He finished in 42nd, so that hurt him, because he was going to be pretty much a shoe-in, I think. Finau had a so-so season. His best finish at a major was 26 this year at the Masters, so he kind of hurt himself. Keegan Bradley's the other one that had a very strong case to make this team. He had two wins this year. He only missed five cuts the whole season. He had been playing well. You see his name back up around leaderboards a lot later in the year. So, I love Justin Thomas, and I hope that his game snaps back into shape by September 29th. But I just don't think that he earned it this year. I would have actually, it's not that I feel bad with him playing, but I would have felt good had they chosen Lucas Glover, who's over 40. When, you know, he's guy at this point, he's not rattled. You know, he's been out there, seen and done it all. Or Keegan Bradley, who's been on these teams before. Dustin Johnson's another guy, and Bryson, a couple other LIV guys didn't get the call. And Dustin Johnson, I mean, if you're picking on legacy and what you've done in the past, Dustin Johnson was 5-0 at the 2021 Ryder Cup up in Wisconsin at the Whistling Straits golf course. He didn't get chosen. I don't know that I think picking other LIV golf guys would have been good, just because they didn't play enough golf this year. Brooks just happened to be the best of the bunch and won a major. So I'm not going to argue with that. You know, this isn't, we're picking PGA American team. We're picking an American team, so he did go with Brooks. I'm not going to fight and argue with that, but
I know you want to, but
yeah, I mean, I don't love that, you know, but so Justin Thomas got chosen and Koepka. Also, Spieth, Sam Burns, Ricky Fowler, and Colin Morikawa, who actually played pretty well in this past week's tournament. He had a little bit of momentum. And then the automatic guys were Scottie Scheffler, Wyndham Clark, Brian Harman, both of those two guys, major winners this year. Patrick Cantlay, Xander Schauffele, and Max Homa. And that's the guys we're sending over to Rome at the Marco Simone Golf Course for the weekend of the 29th through October 1st. So I always love the Ryder Cup format. It's always hard for the Americans to win on their soil. So we'll say this year is going to be especially tough with Hovland playing that well. Rory's been playing very well. Europe just plays well in this format. So it should be exciting, man. I always look forward to it. I used to get made fun of a lot of times because working at the old sports bar when everybody's all hyped up for football, I'm watching golf. Yeah.
Right. So. They're like, what's wrong with you? Like, I'm watching the Ryder Cup.
The TV for golf is the Ryder Cup. It's just different. This is one of those where the beautiful thing about the Ryder Cup is that not every other tournament is individual. But you see these teams come together, rallying each other, high-fiving each other. The camaraderie is second to none
when
it comes to the Ryder Cup. And it's the last time the United States has won a Ryder Cup away from American soil was 1993.
Wow. That's a long time ago.
1993 is the last time they won away from the U.S.? Is it really?
Yeah.
I thought they had broke that streak a couple years ago.
I'm going off of an article from ESPN. And that's what it's saying.
Wow.
So yeah. I'm gonna try. They got people that research these certain things.
Yeah. Well, in Europe for a while was winning them, all of them. Yeah. they were beating our butt on and both, you know, their soil and our land over here. So, yeah. Well, then let's go, boys. Let's go break that streak down here. Let's go get them.
All right, and I actually might sit down this time and I actually might sit down and watch the Ryder Cup because, as you know, I do that thing called work, which is getting on my everlasting nerves, and I'm not able to watch sports. Although I had last Sunday off because I had to take last Sunday off to keep me from, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, this is going to be in Rome, Italy, so I'm not sure what the time difference is going to be, Eddie Cole, but it's going to be a little wackadoodle when it comes to sitting and watching.
Lord Jesus, 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
we'll be able to watch the Ryder Cup before football comes on. So
there we go. That's it.
There you go. Ta-da.
Yeah, it'll be like
everybody's happy.
Yeah, it'll be like living in California where you can watch all your football before 6 p.m. That is that is a wonderful feeling. Now, which means you can go out and actually enjoy yourself. You can go out and actually enjoy yourself. Scotty D, let's talk about your first day at school. Yes, that is a topic worthy here at the Sports Podcast. As you are going into the Waynesboro University, Waynesburg, right?
Waynesburg.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The Waynesburg University.
What did you learn?
Yeah. What did you learn on your first day as a sports broadcaster? This is sports radio. So, Scotty D, what you got?
I learned where the student union is.
Okay, that's important.
I have not yet learned how to type my ID in and get a meal. I still have to learn how to do that.
Okay,
but honestly, I'm very much looking forward to it. I am going to be under the instruction of a local Pittsburgh legend by the name of Lanny Fratteri, who was the voice of the Pirates for 33 years, and I had him today, and I can tell that this I'm going to learn from this man. I'm really excited. I'll be attending the home football game for Waynesburg University and doing some play-by-play for them at some point. It's required of all students to do that. Yes. I'll do that again, I'm sure, during when basketball arrives. But it's going to be a really good experience for me. I mean, I know those of you listen to me think, how can this guy get any better? He probably doesn't need any school. I mean, he's like the teacher. He schools B Live all the time, and now he's going to school. But yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to learn. So I'm looking very much forward to this experience. And I'll keep you all updated as we go along.
He go to school for two funky little days.
Did you say the F word?
No, funky. Two little funky days. Two little funky days, then he get to take a jabs and be like.
Already, I mean.
He take his little school picture. What was school because he had his shades on. And we actually encouraged that, Scotty D. I was going to have B Live make a graphic to superimpose your head on a kid's body. But your head was going to be big. You know, he's going to look like a bobblehead and be like, my first day at school. Who's my favorite football team? The Cowboys. Favorite food? Chips. What's your pet name? Ain't got one.
Yeah.
I didn't even tell you guys, speaking of like Sky D working with a local Pittsburgh legend, I am working with a local Fayetteville legend, Ray Thomas. He's the voice of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, and he came in and saw the Share Studios here, and he actually wanted me to come in and speak to his students at Fayetteville State University. I'm like,
interesting.
Let's go. Look at my bros. Let's go. I think I didn't even tell y'all about that. I'm like, me? Like, I don't know nothing.
You know enough, man. You've been doing a podcast for damn near 5 years. You look, I just, let's go. Look at my bros. Let's go.
Pretty awesome. I'm gonna get up with him sometime during the semester and see what it is, man. I'm more or less I want to go in there and learn like them as well. So I mean, that I think it's a pretty cool opportunity, and hopefully, like I said, get a chance to work with him on a close and a professional basis and learn and pick his brain because he knows a lot about the industry. And so I'm very much looking forward to that. So.
That's awesome. That's good stuff. And Eddie, you were rubbing elbows with the Heisman winner the other day, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh yeah, I got a chance to I'm gonna be real low key about it because everybody been saying nobody been this. I got a chance to shake hands with a Heisman Trophy winner, Troy Smith from the Ohio State University, and I'll tell you this, the grip is strong. My hand ain't been the same since. I'm like, he's ready to throw a football right now. But you know, I introduced myself and who I was. He introduced himself and who he was. It was a pleasant exchange, probably all 3.5 seconds. He went about his business and I went about mine. So that's a day in the life of the Sports Bros podcast, rubbing elbows with legends and learning one day at a time. With that being said, guess what time it is?
Tell me.
Other than it being 6:32, and I don't have to be at the draft physically, hallelujah, because I got a ton of stuff to do. I'm glad you asked that question. It's time, once again, for our favorite portion of the show, the choices of the voices. With that being said, hey, yo, button, hit it. Choices of the voices coming up right here on the Sports Bros podcast. Let's go. Let's go, Scotty D. Let's go, B-Lap. Let's go. Black Snow. Oh, let's go.
And now, our favorite part of the show, the choices of the voices.
Once again, thank you to the wonderful land, everybody back up.
Ever.
So lovely, Miss Button, for introducing our favorite portion of the show. It is the choices of the voices. It goes a little something like this. We ask y'all a question. You give us the answer. We talk about it. And if you like Trina Dunn, we will put you in the penalty box. Red card, flag, we are not playing. But it's all good, fine, and dandy, and all good entertainment, all right? With that being said, Scotty D, what's on tap this week for the choices of the voices?
We asked, what NFL rookie are you most looking forward to watching this year coming up, 2023? Big rookie year for the the quarterbacks in Carolina and Houston and where else?
Indianapolis,
Tennessee. Yeah, Will Levis, Tennessee. Yeah, that whole division got three first round quarterbacks or rookie quarterbacks this year. So yeah, who are we looking forward to watching this year? Eddie Cool, what do people say?
All right, Mr. Lava, Brian Lavelle, he says Darnell Washington. He's looking forward to see
Darnell tight end of the Steelers.
Tight end of the Steelers, all right. Chanella, Nella B. Stewart. Hey, I think it's her first time. How you doing, Chanella? She says Anthony Richardson. Okay, Anthony Richardson. All right.
Oh, you're going to hate that one.
We got Josh Becker. He says, as a Packers fan, I love to go with Lucas Van Ness, an unstated receiver, Malik Heath. Both have looked good in the preseason, with Heath being the surprise of training camp. So Lucas Van Ness and Malik Heath. And then he also says, I hope Bryce Young is terrible, LOL. Be live, you should have erased that. Moving right along.
Who's Malik Heath play for? Do we know who he plays for?
I'm assuming the Packers.
Must be the Packers.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming the way he worded it. But I also know I put that last part purposely so I could talk trash about him on this show. I, Mr. Baker, Josh Max, Josh some days and Max the other days. You're taking your trash talk to Max, and I don't appreciate it. Wait till I see you on the street. I said what I said.
On these sports bowl streets. All right, so here we go. We got Matty Ice. Martin Tracy, he would like to see Zay Flowers. He says, Zay Flowers, rookie of the year. Bank on it, ka-ching. His teammates have already given him a nickname for all his six moves and speed in practice. They call him the joystick. Some we've already seen in his second preseason game. So, Zay Flowers is interesting. Yep, I agree with that.
I mentioned him earlier, and he does look nice. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Matty Ice backing you up.
And he look nice. All right, Patrick, the Mighty Quinn, he says, Tanks Bigsby, all right, is going to be Thunder to ETN's Lightning in the Jaguars running game. So we got Tank and ETN, Bigsby, all kind of stuff going on there in Jacksonville. All right.
Patrick Quinn is also a diehard Jaguars fan as well as an NC State fan. So we do have a little bit of camaraderie there between my Clemson Tigers against NC State and my Carolina Panthers that came in the same season as the Jacksonville Jaguars. So
our little brother, the Jacksonville Jaguars. All right. As you can see, we are not playing this year. All right. We got Nick Only the Right Way. He says, you know, it's Bryce Young. He was very impressive in his last showing, not just on the perfect plays, but even when things broke down. So, yeah, very Bryce. True. Yeah, very true. Very true. All right. And Trina Dunn, who we picked on earlier, she says, not a rookie, but Jordan Love. Scotty D said, first answer, and you broke the rules, penalty box. I came through with a red card, and she said, okay, how about Lucas Van Ness? Okay, so she also wants to see Lucas Van Ness for her beloved Packers. Let's see.
Matty Ice told her twice.
That's okay. So Matty Ice also gave us something else. He said, and you thought I don't pay attention to some college ball. Little secret, I follow BC since Doug Flutie. Okay, so he knows about Zay Flowers. All right, can't go wrong with that. And we go and say the best for last. Trey Dizzle, he says, Deuce Vaughn, he looks like a stud. Be about this tall, all right? Ironically, just like another Deuce McAllister. I remember Deuce McAllister, all right? Also, speaking of rookies, Brock Purdy was drafted last in the entire NFL draft and had 0 seconds of NFL experience and still outplayed Dak Prescott in every game. There it is. every game, regular season, and the playoffs. And head-to-head made Dak look like a true rookie. It's okay. It's okay, though, because he's a nice guy who moisturizes. I be damn.
So I'm guessing Trey's not going to be changing his tune and rooting for Dak this year.
But he is looking forward to Deuce Vaughn's.
And Deuce Vaughn has been lighting it up during the preseason.
Yeah,
they actually held him out of the last preseason game. So I guess they were protecting an asset there. He's fast, man. You can't find him. If you're a linebacker and a handoff behind a big tackle, you can't find him. By the time you see him, he's gone. Deuce Vaughn, yeah, he's gonna be an interesting cat because let's be realistic. You can't, he's 5'5". You can't have him on the field a lot because first of all, he's not much of a target to throw to. I mean, you could throw him some little swing passes out of the backfield, but can he block? I mean, without getting run over, I mean, I know he's solid, but Yeah, I don't know. But I am also looking forward to seeing how he does. I mean, he's not going to be taking a lot of snaps from Tony Pollard or Rico Dowdle, but he's going to get a little bit of a little run this year. I'm anxious to see what he does. He's a little lightning bolt. Yeah. Is that all of them, Eddie? Cool. Is that everybody?
Yeah, that is everybody. So shout out to Brian, Shanella, Josh, Matty Ice, Martin Tracy two times, Patrick Quinn, Nick Way, Trina Dunn, got it right, got it wrong, and Trey Dizzle for their participation in this week's Choices of the Voices. Be live, who you want to see?
Well, it's pretty simple as a Panthers fan. I want to see Bryce Young. I want to see, because I've seen glimpses. And
is he good? Has he had a good preseason?
Here's the thing, like when because you it goes in stages. The first preseason game was rough, and when I say rough, I mean R-U-F, rough.
F-F-F-F-F-F-F.
Because the offensive line gave him no protection. Second one, you saw a little glimpse of everything. Offensive line still needs to work. The third one, I actually got to see the entire field, and his decision-making is what made him the number one draft pick. And you got to see that. And so I think he will thrive. And I'm anxious to see if we have a franchise quarterback in Bryce Young. I hope so. I mean, I miss Cam Newton, and he's definitely not Cam Newton. He's like the exact opposite of Cam Newton. I mean, with his accuracy and he's small, but it's like, his decision making. I'm excited to see that. So, Bryce Young, do what it do. Keep pounding. Let's get it. Let's go.
Scotty D, what say you?
I'm really excited to see how Bijan Robinson runs. I mean, he's at this point, and we've been talking a lot about running backs the last couple weeks and their value and all that. But this guy was chosen what in the top 10 this year, and that's not happening very often with running backs anymore. But he just seems like a special type. You seventh, is that what it was? Eighth. Yeah, he's eighth. He just seems really special, and I want to see what he does at the pro level. I think he's going to slide in and be probably in the top five NFL rushers this year. And I'm really interested in these. In a lot of receivers got picked. This Quentin Johnson thing, I want to see if he meshes with Herbert and plays well with Kellen Moore's offense. And then a former Pitt guy went to USC for a year. Now he's in Minnesota, Jordan Addison. I'd like to see, you would think with Justin Jefferson being there, he should have some opportunities to make some plays this year, because Justin Jefferson's going to command a lot of attention. And so I'm interested to see that. But Bijan is the one that jumps off the page at me from this rookie class. Eddie?
Didn't we see Jordan Addison when we went to the Pitt Clemson game?
We did, yeah.
Okay, cool. It's good to see future stars in the NFL. I'm going to go ahead and say it, Zay Flowers. I want to see how he meshes with Lamar Jackson. Could this be a catalyst on why Lamar Jackson kind of changed up his game just a little bit, because he actually has a wide receiver that's fast and can catch? And it's pretty electric. And, you know, like they said, you know, they called him, you know, the joystick. You know what I'm saying? They called him joystick. And so I just want to see what he got going on. Him and Will Anderson. Yeah, him and Will Anderson. Just want to see what kind of havoc he could wreak down there in Houston, because Houston has a good record of picking some pretty good defenders. So, yeah.
They need a havoc wreaker down there, by the way. They really need a havoc wreaker.
Yeah, they need it. They need a havoc wreaker. They need stability. They need Jesus. They need it's a lot of needs. It's a lot of needs.
Yeah, they need prayer. They do need some prayer.
They need prayer. It's a lot. I thought I need a lot. They need a lot. I'm fine, but they need even more.
I'm gonna throw an honorable mention.
Okay.
George Pickens. I want to see what he does in
but this is his second year.
No, is it second year?
Yeah, he played for the Steelers this past year.
Throw me in the penalty box. That is right. Throw me in the penalty box. I'm sorry, because all I know is that there's a bunch of rave about him.
And yeah, he. But I mean, he showed some glimpses last year, and you know, he had a rookie quarterback as well last year. So if those two grow together, that could be a pretty lethal combination, picket to picking. So, yeah, his progress is definitely going to be heavily watched this year. No, it's okay, B-Lab. We're not mad at you over that.
Kenny. All right, Scotty D, with that being said, what's on tap next week for the choices of the voices?
All right, we're going to talk about some coaches. What coach's rear end is closest to that hot seat?
That ass.
What coach do you think has got he's on the thinnest of ice going into this season? And that'll give us something to talk about next week, Eddie Cool.
Yeah, we are talking about hot cakes, and we ain't talking about no damn pancakes, is that all right? So, tune in next week to see what everybody says about the choices of the voices. Coming up next, you better not sneeze, girl. Wipe your nose and keep them boogers off me, because it's time for a round of pepper. Grind it, be live, grind it. Like they say, light the beam, grind the pepper. All right, we got a round of pepper coming at you next, right here on the Sports Bros Podcast.
Okay, boys, let's bring it home with a round of pepper.
All right, you heard the woman. It's time for us to go home and get what I call the hell up out of here. But before we go, man, we got something called a round of pepper. You know, I do it three topics, rapid fire style, kind of, sort of, not really, here to engage, enlighten, educate, and entertain. The four E's in no particular order. How does LA Knight do that? Anyway, that's neither here nor there, all right? I'll go first. On this day in history, back in 1905, Detroit Tigers future Hall of Fame baseball player center fielder Ty Cobb makes his Major League Baseball debut, doubling off of Jack Chesbrough in a 5-3 win over the New York Highlanders at Bennett Park in Detroit. Yep, Ty Cobb made his debut, and as they say, the rest is history. This guy's talking trash already. The draft ain't even started. Over to you, Scotty D.
All right, the legend, Simone Biles, gymnastics legend, topped the podium this past week at the U.S. Gymnastics Championship, winning the all-around title for the eighth time. This took place at San Jose, California on Sunday. She's the oldest to win at 26. That's crazy. Oh. She's like the old lady, and she's not even 30 yet, not even close to 30. But as you know, we had a little bit of a Simone Biles sort of meltdown kind of thing a couple years ago at the Olympics in Tokyo. Two summers ago at the 2021 Olympics, when she had, what do they call, like the twisties or the bendies or some kind of, in golf, they call them the yips. She had the yips when it came to gymnastics, and she had some criticisms and some praise on both sides about not forcing herself to go through the mental health thing. She is not yet committed to the Paris Olympics in 2024, but she did say this after: everyone believes in me. I need to start believing in myself a little bit more. Simone, you are a legend, girl. We believe in you no matter which way you go. Be live, over to you.
The reemergence of Simone Biles and Sha'Carri Richardson, yep. Winning gold as well. So my first pepper point is in Scotty D's arena, and I'm talking about boxing. Well, in the boxing world, there's a new promotion out that's called OTX, which is by the company Overtime, who also launched Overtime Elite, had the twins Asar and Amen Thompson drafted to the NBA draft. And now they have a boxing promotion, which I'm just featuring as my first pepper point, because they have something very interesting. If a fight ends in a draw, it does not end. It goes into over.
Oh, I like it.
Where they have one additional round, 3 minutes, where they go at it, and somebody will emerge a winner.
I like it.
Look out for OTX boxing. Yes, sir. Okay. Ooh, the ball.
That sounds like a punch-off. I ain't gonna lie to you. It sounds like a classic punch-off, all right? All right. So, if you've been paying attention these last few days, track and field star Noah Lyles has been making a lot of news as of late. He's a 26-year-old track and field athlete representing the United States. Also, last, according to NPR, last week he won multiple events at the World Athletics Championship in Budapest, Hungary, including the 100 and 200 meter sprints, and he was the first man to take home both titles since Usain Bolt, all right, in 2015. He's not only making the news for that, but he's also making some news for his post-race comments, all right? So, according to NPR, he said at the post-meet presser, Lyles was asked how to grow or improve his sport, and then he said this. Reason number 195, why you don't give everybody a microphone, all right? So he was probably breathing hard, breathing heavy, full of adrenaline and Gatorade, and he said the following, and I quote, you know, the thing that hurts me the most is that I have to watch the NBA Finals, and they have world champion on their head. World champion of what? The United States? Don't get me wrong. I love the U.S. at times, but that ain't the world. That is not the world. We are the world. We are the children. He didn't say that. Yeah. We are the world. Yeah, we are the world. We have almost every country out here fighting, thriving, putting their flag to show that they are represented. There ain't no flags in the NBA. And of course, they ate him up. Kevin Durant said, somebody help this brother. Then Draymond Green said, when being smart goes wrong. And then Drake even chimed in on it, of all people. Drake said he thought this speech was going to be so hard in the mirror the night before. Now the whole league doesn't rate you. Yeah, so, yeah, it's just, sometimes you got to think it through before you get on that mic. I work in radio, and trust me, I know. Over to you, Scotty D.
All right, so last Sunday, Sam Williams of the Dallas Cowboys was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and unlawful carrying of a weapon, which is a misdemeanor. He was going 66 miles an hour when that happened. And last December, he was arrested and involved in a two-car accident, at that point going 98 miles per hour. There were some red flags about this young man before he was drafted, and we're hoping this doesn't turn into a Randy Gregory-type situation for those of us who are Cowboys fans. Jerry Jones doesn't seem to be worried, though. He says he went 34 miles per hour less. He's maturing. That's important, he said. That's Jared Jones. Stupid old codger. Be live.
Your Cowboys are a mess.
A mess.
My second pepper point, it was a couple weeks ago, I do believe, that we saw during a Pittsburgh Steelers practice where George Pickens had an amazing over-the-top catch. Well, that over-the-top catch was against Joey Porter Jr., which his father, Joey Porter Sr., got to call him up, pick him for the draft and everything. But here's a nice little quotable after that catch that George Pickens had over Joey Porter Jr. He said to his son, he's like, you know you're going on SportsCenter, right? That catch was like that. Father talking trash to his son. Yep, you got mossed. Eddie Cool, the ball.
All right, so I had a third pepper point, but I'm going to divert from that one. And it's a lot of birthdays in the world of sports, all right? So on this day in 1977, Aaron Rowand, a baseball player out of Portland, Oregon, he was born. We all might remember this name, Devin George. He was born on this day in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Scotty D, does this name sound familiar? Roy Oswalt. Yeah, Roy Oswalt. An all-star from 2005 2007, the NLCS MVP in 2005. He led the National League in wins in 2004, and he had a combined hitter in 2003 of the Houston Astros. Was born in good old Weir, Mississippi. All right, a few more notable names I have here. Chris Sims, an NFL quarterback who's now on the Pro Football Talk Show with Mike Florio. He was born on this day in 1980 in Ridgewood, New Jersey. And David West was born, an American basketball player, was born in Teaneck, New Jersey. And, yeah, it's a lot of birthdays. in the month of August in the world of sports. Over to you, Scotty D.
All right, so it's quite an honor to get into the Dallas Cowboys Ring of Honor, and DeMarcus Ware is heading that way. He will be the 20th player in Cowboys history to go into the Ring of Honor. The fifth one, I believe, that Jerry Jones has drafted. Quite an honor. He just was inducted to the Hall of Fame along with Chuck Halley. No time set, but it's believed to be in November, whenever both men will be getting their Hall of Fame rings. So that could be the day that they honor DeMarcus Ware. Jerry Jones says, you guys understand how seriously I take this Ring of Honor. It's not a cavalier thing. I recognize it's a committee of one that makes this happen. All right, committee of one, pick Jimmy Johnson, you old fool. That's all I got on Jerry Jones this week. Be live. Over to you.
All right, my third and final pepper point. Now that I have the floor after Eddie Cool named off 72 birthdays.
I saw we.
Pepper. He had to grow the peppers first and then dry them out.
Catch them up.
my third and final pepper point. You know how I like to do things. This is another episode of What Happened? And we're gonna go to Vanderbilt real quick. See what happened was somebody with their construction didn't quite plan all of this out because football is among us this weekend. And Vanderbilt is undergoing some construction of their football field, and the field isn't ready. Particularly,
that sounds familiar. I don't know, I tell you.
Their scoreboard and the the one side of the end zone, the field is ready, but the stands and all the stuff that go around it, and not even close. So Vanderbilt is going MacGyver because the stadium is still under construction. The field goal net will be hanging from construction cranes.
Mm-mm.
And also doubling as the scoreboard. The scoreboard and the field goal net will be hanging from cranes because the stadium is not ready yet.
Vanderbilt, that's the SEC team, right?
Yes. I understand it, Vandy. I know you're the bottom dwellers when it comes to SEC football. But y'all supposed to be the smart ones in the conference. Y'all the ones with the brains, and y'all couldn't figure out to get the stadium ready on time?
That's a journalism school.
Andy, that's why you're always going to be at the bottom, right along with South Carolina when it comes to...
Your mouth. Hey, at least our stadium is done, all right? Our stadium is done. It's ready. It'll be ready to go.
A few years ago, South Carolina bought a bronze statue of a chicken with no claws. The claws is what makes it a Gamecock.
Things happen.
South Carolina spent $1 million on a rooster that had no claws.
But just because a rooster didn't have any claws, that didn't have anything to do with the game. When they said hut hut, the ball was snapped. Our scoreboard got stuff on it. Doggone. You know what? I was gonna say something, but I'm going to refrain myself from saying things. I'll tell you guys off the air. It'll be an interesting story. My fantasy football draft has started from another league. Shout out to B-Live. Shout out to Scotty D. Y'all got anything you want to plug before we get the hell up out of here?
I want to plug that on NFL Cut Day, the Yankees have cut Josh Donaldson and placed Harrison Bader on waivers. It's the Cashman apology tour at this point beginning, because last year they traded Jordan Montgomery for an injured Harrison Bader. Montgomery's out pitching well for Texas in the playoff hunt. Bader's on waivers. He can get claimed. I think he has until September 1st to get claimed. He's batting .242, which is a monster year compared to Josh Donaldson. Goodbye to him as well. So some house cleaning there with the Yankees. And B-Live, what's going on with your boy Acuna?
Well, I just want to say this to the fans running on the field, running up and trying to tackle and run over Ronald Acuna. I'm going to tackle you when I find you on the street.
Oh, you don't want that, fans. Stay in the stands.
He's having an MVP season. What are you doing?
Yeah, they love it on him. They love it and hug it after seven innings of beer. Yeah, you don't want to break a collarbone by trying to spoon with Acuna in the outfield.
Speaking of NFL cuts and also Key and Peele, the Panthers cut linebacker Bumper Poole from their roster. Yeah, that is an actual name.
No, it's not.
Bumper Poole. BUMPERPOOL. No E at the end, just Bumper Poole. That is his name.
And with the 10th pick of this draft, I'm going to go ahead and select Saquon Barkley. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. And with that being said, it's another episode of the Sports Bros Podcast. Take care of yourselves. Be good, man. Love each other. Stay out of trouble. We get ready to get the hell up out of here. I got 2 minutes in between picks. This dude is doing a wraparound. Shout out to Shared Studios in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Shout out to Scotty D and the Waynesburg University. And then shout out to everything and everybody else. What I got going on. Love y'all. Take care. Be loud. Get us up out of here.
Yes, sir.
It's been another episode of the Sports Bros Podcast. Should I draft Jonathan Taylor? No, I'm not going to do that. Hey, bye. Y'all take care. See you next week. Sports Bro. Well, actually, no. It'll be Labor Day. Enjoy Labor Day. Take care. Eat some food. Have some fun and do stuff, all right? Love y'all. Bye. Take care.
Hey, it's Eddie Cool here from the Sports Bros Podcast. Thank you for listening. And as always, continue to follow us on all of our social media platforms. Just click the link in the description box and keep up with the Sports Bros Podcast. And once again, thanks for listening.